普陀区2018届高三英语二模试卷七，第一卷。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. It's a beautiful spring day. The sun is shining and the birds are singing. Let's go for a walk.
But the weather report said it was cloudy and cold this morning.
Question. How is the weather now?
Two. Does the lecture start at 8 or 8:15?
It starts at 8:30 and ends at 10:40.
Question. How long does the lecture last?
Three. Excuse me, what can I do if there is something wrong with what I've bought? Can I return them?
Yes, but you must demand a refund within 10 days with the receipt.
Question. What's the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
Four. Would you mind making less noise? The others are reading.
I'm really sorry. I'll be careful next time.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Five. I was terribly embarrassed when some of the audience got up and left in the middle of the performance.
Well, some people just can't seem to appreciate real-life drama.
Question. What are they talking about?
Six. You will have an hour to wait, so relax.
Relax? How can I when I'm so anxious about the interview?
Question. What does the man mean?
Seven. I'm going to burn the midnight oil for my exam.
Do you really think that is a clever choice?
Question. What does the woman imply?
Eight. If I were you, I would have accepted the job.
I turned down the offer because it would involve frequent business trips away from my family.
Question. Why didn't the man accept the job?
Nine. Mom, I have decided to give up science and go to business school.
Well, it is your choice as long as you pay your own way. But I should warn you that not everyone with a business degree will make a successful manager.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Ten. I was sorry to hear about your accident.
Well, it could have been worse. If it had happened a little further along the road, my car would have landed in the river instead of the grassy field.
Question. What happened to the man's car?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you will be asked several questions on each of the conversations and the passages. The conversations and the passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following recording.
Good afternoon and welcome to England. We hope that your visit here will be a pleasant one. Today, I would like to draw your attention to a few of our laws. The first one is about drinking. Now, you may not buy alcohol in this country if you are under 18 years of age, nor your friend buy it for you. Secondly, noise. Enjoy yourself by all means, but please don't make unnecessary noise, particularly at night. We ask you to respect other people who may wish to be quiet. Thirdly, crossing the road. Be careful. The traffic moves on the left side of the road in this country. Use pedestrian crossings and don't take any chances when crossing the road. My next point is about litter. It is an offence to drop a litter in the street. When you have something to throw away, please put it in your pocket and take it home, or put it in a litter bin. Finally, as regards smoking, it is against the law to buy cigarettes or tobacco if you are under 16 years old. I'd like to finish by saying that if you require any sort of help or assistance, you should contact your local police station, who will be pleased to help you.
Please listen again.
Good afternoon and welcome to England. We hope that your visit here will be a pleasant one. Today, I would like to draw your attention to a few of our laws. The first one is about drinking. Now, you may not buy alcohol in this country if you are under 18 years of age, nor your friend buy it for you. Secondly, noise. Enjoy yourself by all means, but please don't make unnecessary noise, particularly at night. We ask you to respect other people who may wish to be quiet. Thirdly, crossing the road. Be careful. The traffic moves on the left side of the road in this country. Use pedestrian crossings and don't take any chances when crossing the road. My next point is about litter. It is an offence to drop a litter in the street. When you have something to throw away, please put it in your pocket and take it home, or put it in a litter bin. Finally, as regards smoking, it is against the law to buy cigarettes or tobacco if you are under 16 years old. I'd like to finish by saying that if you require any sort of help or assistance, you should contact your local police station, who will be pleased to help you.
Questions. 11. What is the fourth law mentioned in the speech? Twelve. Who do you think is most likely to make the speech? 13. What is the main purpose of the speech?
14 through 16 are based on the following recording.
This is a discussion course where your active attendance and participation in class are vital to your success and that of the group. Bring your text to class and be prepared to read aloud, debate vigorously, listen and enjoy. If you must miss class because of a medical or personal emergency, you should notify me beforehand of the fact by phone, email or in person and get the information you missed. Any unexcused absence takes away 10% from your final grade. Two latenesses count as one absence. If you have a conflict, like a performance, sports competition, or a part-time job that meets during this class, you should not take the course. Essays are due at the beginning of class on the day assigned. If you need an extension to the next class period, you must get permission before the paper is due. A paper coming in after the next class loses one-third of a grade for each day it is late. You may schedule a conference with the course tutor immediately after receiving the graded essay and submit a new essay within a week of getting it back. A revision grade will replace the original grade only if it is higher. Essays must be typed, double-spaced and adequately margined, should include a title, and need to observe the conventions of grammar and spelling.
Please listen again.
This is a discussion course where your active attendance and participation in class are vital to your success and that of the group. Bring your text to class and be prepared to read aloud, debate vigorously, listen and enjoy. If you must miss class because of a medical or personal emergency, you should notify me beforehand of the fact by phone, email or in person and get the information you missed. Any unexcused absence takes away 10% from your final grade. Two latenesses count as one absence. If you have a conflict, like a performance, sports competition, or a part-time job that meets during this class, you should not take the course. Essays are due at the beginning of class on the day assigned. If you need an extension to the next class period, you must get permission before the paper is due. A paper coming in after the next class loses one-third of a grade for each day it is late. You may schedule a conference with the course tutor immediately after receiving the graded essay and submit a new essay within a week of getting it back. A revision grade will replace the original grade only if it is higher. Essays must be typed, double-spaced and adequately margined, should include a title, and need to observe the conventions of grammar and spelling.
Questions. 14. What is very important to the success of this discussion course? What are the students supposed to do if they have a part-time job at class time? 16. What kind of essay does the professor want?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, I'm Mary Brown. How are you this morning?
Hello, Dr. Brown. I can't say I'm feeling well. I have a pain in my knee.
What kind of pain is it?
It is a dull ache. Sometimes the pain is constant, but it doesn't disturb my sleep.
How long have you been feeling pain in your knee?
For about 2 years. But recently I feel pain in my fingers.
How about your wrist or toes?
No, only my knees and fingers. The pain becomes worse when the weather changes, like in cloudy or wet weather.
OK, let me see your blood test report first.
How is it?
Not very bad.
Do I have to have an operation?
No, I don't think so. I'll prescribe some Chinese traditional medicine. Also, you need a treatment with red rays in the spectrum.
Do I have to come here every day for the treatment?
Not every day. Can you come 3 times a week? A course of treatment includes 20 times, so you have to come for the treatment 3 times a week for 7 weeks.
How long does each treatment take?
30 minutes.
OK, I'll do that.
When you are at home, use these hot water pads as often as possible. Put it over your knees. Try to avoid using cold water.
OK, thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
Please listen again.
Hello, I'm Mary Brown. How are you this morning?
Hello, Dr. Brown. I can't say I'm feeling well. I have a pain in my knee.
What kind of pain is it?
It is a dull ache. Sometimes the pain is constant, but it doesn't disturb my sleep.
How long have you been feeling pain in your knee?
For about 2 years. But recently I feel pain in my fingers.
How about your wrist or toes?
No, only my knees and fingers. The pain becomes worse when the weather changes, like in cloudy or wet weather.
OK, let me see your blood test report first.
How is it?
Not very bad.
Do I have to have an operation?
No, I don't think so. I'll prescribe some Chinese traditional medicine. Also, you need a treatment with red rays in the spectrum.
Do I have to come here every day for the treatment?
Not every day. Can you come 3 times a week? A course of treatment includes 20 times, So you have to come for the treatment 3 times a week for 7 weeks.
How long does each treatment take?
30 minutes.
Okay, I'll do that.
When you are at home, use these hot water pads as often as possible. Put it over your knees. Try to avoid using cold water.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
Questions. 17. What is the problem with the man? 18. How does the woman treat the man's problem? 19. How often is the man supposed to come for the treatment? 20. What does the woman suggest the man do at home? 21. That's the end of listening comprehension.